Monty James here for the Territorial Rodeo Update's Top 5 Countdown. As we roll into Memorial Day weekend, we wish you and yours safe travels. This week's special guest hostess with the mostest, Ranch Raised Rodeo Gal, broadcasting major and D1 track star, please welcome Cowboy Channel wannabe, Lydia Hill.
It's rodeo time all across the country, and I'm Lydia Hill here to bring you America's Top 5 Countdown in each event to let you know who's going hard to bring home the gold. Let's start right away by tipping the hats in respect towards the family of Patrick. Patrick helped shine a new light on the Western Way when he founded the Cowboy Channel so the folks at home could see what was happening out on the trail. What a legacy this man has left, and I think it's a testimony to all of those he's impacted. So we're going to send all the prayers we got to all the ones he loved.
Let's go quickly, you're on.
Now jumping right into this countdown and holding onto his lead by a suitcase handle in the Bears is none other than Leighton Berry out of Weatherford, followed by Idahoan Coop Cook, Colorado Cowboy Keenan Hayes, Tanner Oss, and Garrett Shadbolt, 4 and 5. In the doggin is Oregon's Dalton Massey with Dakota Elbridge nipping at the heels. Idaho and Stetson Jorgensen will cash in for third as Ty Erickson and J.D. Strusses take fourth and fifth. In the saddle bronc riding is Canadian Cowboy Damian Brennan. Next is Cali Man Lefty Holman. The two Wright brothers, Statler and Ryder, are fighting over 3 and 4. And Wyatt Casper is going to sit pretty at fifth.
Pretty cheerful sort of deal we've got going here.
Heading in first is North Dakota's J.C. Yacko, and right behind is Florida's Dustin Egeskiza and Clint Summers. Battling it out for fourth and fifth is Okie Andrew Ward and Arizona's Derek Begay. Can't forget their other half. Stephenville's Buddy Hawken leads the heelers as Levi Lord, hailing from South Dakota, and Kansanite Jake Long fight for passenger seat, with Coulter Todd and Douglas Rich sitting fourth and fifth.
Girls?
Never leaving out the ladies. Okie's barrel racer Wenda Johnson and Leslie Smoligo take top two. Texan pair Cassie Mowry with Ashley Castleberry riding right behind, and Sodak's Lisa Lackhart finishing up the top five. Now, I think the real crazy people in the world are the ones who don't think Breakaway is an event. So tell that to the lady in the lead, Stephenville superstar Jackie Crawford. Daniel Bowman in second with Taylor Munsell, Shelby Beaujolais, and Ricky Fanning clocking in behind. Leading the world in the bulls is young rider Creek Young with Florida's Clayton Sellers in dose. Utah's Hayes Waite and Josh Frost with Idaho's Roscoe Jarboe in the middle keeping along. Big ol' thanks to the folks that keep us going at Purple Wave Auction, Sioux Steel Company, DiscountWesternWear.com, and producer Derek Beck. I'm Lydia Hill for America's Top 5 Countdown.
Sioux Steel Company takes grain bin safety seriously, and that's why they manufacture safety components that are equal to none. Sioux Steel's Max Risden.
Paddle sweeps are probably our premier line as far as it goes in grain bin safety. Those replace those dangerous auger sweeps you see at the bottom of grain bins. Instead of using augers to move the grain to the center, these use flexible rubber paddles. Those can simply brush right over skin and hands, but at the same time, they're strong enough to move the grain to the center sump thanks to a rubber drag along the bottom.
For more information, log on to SiouxSteel.com.